early to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look.
Take me. Can I have this back to Broadway? I'll tell you I'm doing okay. Okay, Judd, what's it gonna be?
Let me have a beef stew. What's the difference between that and a goulash?
About 3 days.
Well, what does look good in the kitchen?
Mel, he just got a haircut.
Stew on the counter.
So how's your hangover doing?
It's doing fine. It's me that's dying. I feel like I've been rode hard and put up wet.
Is aspirin good for that?
Oh, I shouldn't have done that. I sure had fun last night out on the town with Big Daddy, but right now I wish this was somebody else's head.
From the hairline up, it already is.
Mel, save the jokes for the menu.
Who's Big Daddy?
That's Flo's first husband.
But why would she go out with a man she divorced?
I don't know. Maybe she likes reruns.
He's stopping off on his way through to California. You must have heard of him. Blaine L.W. Big Daddy Dawson.
No.
He's only the best slick clay oval stock car racer in the entire USA.
Oh. What the hell were you drinking, STP?
Come on, Big Red. I'm gonna give you a ride. Oh, I love you, Mama.
Oh, LW, I want you to make some friends, man, honey.
Yeah.
This is Vera.
Vera? How come you're so tall?
I eat my string beans.
And over here's Alice. Alice, this is LW.
Howdy, Alice, you little bitty thing, ain't you?
Yeah, well, she ate all my string beans.
Alice is my real good friend.
Yeah, well, any good friend of Flo's a good friend of mine, Alice. I'll tell you that.
Then you're a good friend with the whole highway patrol.
Mel, kiss my grin.
You got a hangover?
Oh, something? No, it's all gone now.
Not quite. I think I'm getting it.
I'm sorry, Alice. Sorry. Listen, I'm sure glad to meet you girls. Good to see you, Mel, but I got to go over and meet my mechanic now. I'll see you tonight, Big Red. Oh. Don't you jump, little lady. Life is good.
You're probably wondering how I ever could have thought that LW would make any kind of husband whatsoever. And a girl would really have to be out of her cotton picking mind to get involved with him a second time, right?
I guess.
How come you bad-mouthing him like that?
What are you telling me, that you still dig him? Huh?
Well, I guess I never really stopped loving old LW.
Are you kidding me? Is this Flo, the girl with the towels that say hers and whoever's?
I know it sounds funny.
Why'd you ever divorce him?
Well, it started on our honeymoon. He had this little habit that I just couldn't learn to put up with.
He snored?
No.
He talked in his sleep?
No.
He squeezed the Charmin?
No.
What?
He ran around with other women.
Yes, that would be annoying.
But he's changed, Alice. I could tell being out with him last night. He's had his fling, and now he's ready to settle down. And so am I.
Did you tell him?
Well, I tried, but when I'm around him, I get all schoolgirl silly, and he don't take me serious.
I tell you what. Tonight, bring him to my place. I'll give a little party, and I'll do a sales pitch on you.
You will?
Sure.
What'll you tell him?
The advantages of marrying the same girl twice?
Right. Like I wouldn't need no new white wedding dress.
From what you told me, you didn't need one the first time.
Hi, Mel. I'm here. How's
Hey, listen, everybody. L.W. brought us all some champagne.
Nothing but the best for the best in the West.
Oh, L.W., that's so nice. You didn't have to do that. Mexican champagne?
It's called Rumba.
Aged in aluminum.
Race drivers like to go first class.
That's very nice. Thanks. Won't you make yourself comfortable, L.W.?
Thank you. Thank you. Well, Vera, tell me something about yourself.
I'm an Aries, and boy, does my knee hurt.
Hey, Alice, listen, I'll pour that champagne for you while y'all have a nice chat.
You know, there aren't many girls like my friend Flo. She's really something. She's warm and attractive and outgoing.
Outgoing is right. She's outgoing every night.
No, what I meant was that she likes companionship, and I think that she's the kind of woman who needs a husband.
So that's why she dates married men.
Listen, Alice, I know what you're trying to say, and I agree with you. Flo is something else. Sometimes I get the feeling that maybe her and me ought to get back together again.
Well, that's not the worst idea I've ever heard. Would you excuse me? Have some dip.
I know I heard. Oh, Alice, I'm so happy.
Oh, so I'll go back and close the deal then, huh? Are you sure, Floey?
Yeah, honey, I'm sure. LW's my type. His chassis may look a little beat up, but underneath that hood, there's an El Dorado.
Hey, now, what's going in here? What you two little girls going about?
Just girl talk, no.
You got some company out there, and the radiator's plumb empty.
Oh, now, you hush up, LW. I got enough antifreeze right here to fill up a bus. Thank you, honey.
Alice, I want to thank you for taking care of my Flo. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no. No, listen, she doesn't need anybody to take care of
her. No, she's very lucky to have a good friend like yourself. You know something? I know what she's trying to say out there in the living room. You're doing a good selling job on Flo, weren't you?
That's what it was. Really subtle, huh? Only thing I left out was trading stamps. But I meant what I said about her.
Yeah, so did I.
I think you two would be wonderful together.
Alice, you know what's really wonderful? The fact that her and me has such a good friend as yourself.
Who is it?
Big Daddy here.
Big Daddy, big dummy. What's the matter? Something wrong? Is Flo all right?
Oh, no. Everything's fine. Flo's just fine. No, I just thought maybe you might have misunderstood some of the things that went on here tonight. You know, something I said or did or something like that. I just want to set the record absolutely straight. Now, Flo is still my number one gal.
Oh.
When I'm with her.
Uh-oh.
Of course, you're special too, Alice. And I feel right down in my bones that you and me is going to be ding-dong dynamite.
Hold it, ding-dong. Slow down.
No, Alice, slow ain't my speed. I learned from racing cars that if you stand around with your motor island, all that's going to happen is you're going to get overheated and you ain't going to go nowhere.
Well, this isn't a pit stop. What are you doing? You keep your shoes on.
Well, whatever makes your tires squeal.
Wait, this is crazy. I'm Flo's best friend.
Well, hell, Alice, so am I. Now, you know you feel something for me.
Yeah. Contempt, loathing, disgust.
Well, I never said it's perfect.
Come on.
Come on, pumpkin. Now, look here. When you're dead, you're going to lay still a long, long time.
Yeah, I know. I heard. And it sounds better and better all the time. All right, Buster, now listen to me. You got a choice. You leave here like you came, or with more stitches in your head than you got in your suit.
Let me get this straight. You mean to tell me you're going to stand there and turn down Blaine L.W. Big Daddy Dawson?
Every damn one of them.
Oh, I don't believe this. Okay. But I'll tell you one thing, sweetheart. You better not let nobody find out about this, because if they do, they're going to laugh you right out of this town.
I'll take that risk.
Well, put that thing down. Now, that's silly. I didn't come over here to start no fight or nothing. Come on now, shake, we're friends. Come on.
You're something.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The track is closed.
What are you going to do, turn the lights off? You don't have two on my account.
You get your butt out of here now, LWN, fast.
Wait a minute. Now, look here, honey. Look. Now, there ain't no sense in fussing and fighting. I know you ain't easy pickings. It's going down to close the door, will you?
No.
Now, Alice, come on back. Come on. It ain't nice to fool Mother Nature.
Let me ask you a question. How do you think Flo would feel about this?
I don't know. Never thought about it. I guess she'd be upset. I guess I better not tell her.
All right, LW, get out. Come on.
Oh, Alice, you...
Come on.
Gonna give me a good night kiss?
Do you read lips?
I'll try.
You sure I can't fix you some breakfast, LW?
No, honey, I haven't got time. I gotta go on over and see about getting my mechanic garage job.
Hi.
Hi, Alice. Nice party last night.
Yeah, real nice. Except for that very last tango in Paris after we all left.
Excuse me? The very last...
Alice, I decided it'd be best to tell Flo what happened between you and me last night.
You did? Oh, I'm so glad. I was so worried if I should tell her. I wanted to do what was right. I didn't know what to do. I want to tell you something. It's wonderful that you were a big enough man to...
I sure had you figured all wrong, little goody two-shoes.
Little goody...
Calling him up, luring him over there, and then trying to seduce him.
Oh. Now, Flo, you said you weren't going to make no big thing out of it. Now, Alice was drinking, and them things happened. Best thing to do is just to forget and forgive. You know, life is short. I was able to hold her off. There wasn't no harm done. Listen here, I got to go on over and meet my mechanic. I'll see y'all later here.
He told you that...
Yeah, and it wasn't easy for him either, knowing that we had been such good friends and all.
Were that no good bum?
Speak for yourself, dearie. Talk about Two-Face. After all I told you about how much LW meant to me, and you saying that you was going to do a commercial for me, how phony can you get?
Flo, you got to listen to me.
I listened to you before, and all you did was set me up. It's a good thing that LW is honest enough to tell me and faithful enough to turn you down, because now you and me know exactly where we stand, honey, which is nowhere.
What I need this for, I could be back in Jersey getting mugged.
Hi.
Ha!
Won't you come in?
Thank you.
Won't you sit down?
Alice, I've been thinking things over. And I've decided to forgive and forget.
Forgive what?
Well, the way you tried to work over LW. I mean, I understand. You're a healthy woman, and you have to do something to take care of you. Needs.
I do. I watch Mary Hartman.
A sex-starved widder, and here's LW. A 6-foot-200-pound munchie. I mean, it's understandable, what with you living alone and not that many men friends, and well, not exactly getting any younger.
So you're willing to forgive me, huh?
The humiliation must be punishment enough. Poor thing. Throwing yourself at a man and then having him say no. You must have just wanted to lay down and die.
That wouldn't have made any difference to Big Daddy.
Alice, you don't have to pretend
anymore.
Wait a second.
Just let me get this one straight. You're saying to me that if I tell you he attacked me, then you and I are through. But if I tell you that I attacked him, the man you want to marry, then you and I can be buddies?
That's right.
Okay. That's the way it is. Here goes. Now, you get ready to forgive me because I'm going to confess
the
whole
thing. But you
don't have to do nothing. Oh, I want to. I tricked him into coming over at midnight by telling him I desperately needed a loaf of pumpernickel. I locked the door and chased him into a corner. But he held me off. He said he wanted to be respected for his mind. I opened the bed. He almost fainted. He ran into the kitchen yelling, "I'm faithful forever to Flo." But I, sex-starved savage that I am, I tackled him. A major accomplishment since I'm not getting any younger. He blew a police whistle. He cried, he screamed, he sprayed me with mace. In desperation, I ripped my dress off and stood there in front of him. But he covered his eyes. He wouldn't look, he wouldn't touch, no matter how I begged. He said, "I have a headache," and ran away into the night. The end.
You mean you stood there without a stitch on and he didn't even make no passage?
Yeah. The naked and the dead.
Oh, Alice, you just putting me on when I told you I'd forgive you.
Oh, Floey, don't you understand? I don't want to be forgiven for doing some lousy thing unless I had the fun of doing the lousy thing. And, Flo, you just got to believe me.
I almost bought it except for one thing.
What?
Look who's getting out of that taxi out there.
Big Daddy.
Well, it sure ain't Conway Twitty.
What are you calling me for? I don't know he's coming. You think I'm inviting him?
Well, what's he? I don't
know. Gee. You want to know what he's really like? You wait in Tommy's room. That man's going to have his clothes off, be chasing me around the room in 2 minutes. Huh?
Ellis, that's sneaky.
I know. Just do me one favor. Come in before he catches me.
Yeah. Huh? Hi there, itty bitty. Boy, don't you look nice tonight. Every brick in place. Yes, sir. Listen, I got some bad news for you. I got to catch an airplane and go to California in about 45 minutes.
Wow, Flo is really going to be devastated.
Well, I'm not worried about Flo. It's you and me I want to talk about. See, we got to make up for some lost time.
But I thought you're leaving town.
I'll be back. But first, this message.
So you're going to give me a preview of coming attractions, huh?
That's right. You're going to be seeing a lot more of me in about 8 seconds.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'll go and slip into something, how you say, more comfortable.
I don't care, you say it, just start slipping. You hurry back, because I want to start saying goodbye right away, you hear me? Oh.
Why, Big Daddy, what happened to my big goodbye?
Hello, Flo. Goodbye? I just come by here to say goodbye to my friend Flo.
Excuse me.
No, Alice, you stay right where you are. He's come to say goodbye to me.
Uh-huh.
How come you're doing it in your bare feet?
In the bare... I was going to tiptoe in and surprise you.
How'd you know I was here?
Lucky guess.
That's it.
Guess again. LW, you haven't changed. So let's just get a couple of things straight, okay? You are never gonna stop chasing women because that's just the kind of sorry good for nothing you've always been.
Oh,
and another thing. You be sure and call me every time you come through town.
Oh, Flo, you're something else. You really are. I guess maybe you're right. I guess the old way's best for us, ain't it? Well, all right. It's a deal. Oh, that's my taxi cab. I got to go on to the airport. Yeah. In the meantime now, y'all keep your motors in idle and your hearts in high. Vroom!
Vroom, vroom. Well, Alice, are you and me still friends?
You bet. I'm glad.
Me too.
I don't want us fighting over any man.
Except maybe Paul Newman.
Jack Nicholson.
Steve McQueen.
The Osmond Brothers.
Alice, they're just kids.
That's all right. I'll wait. I got plenty of time.